At the tone, the time will be exactly...
Time for the Mo Kelly Show.
Set it off, Mr. Mo Kelly.
Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.
KFI AM 640, we're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. This is the Mo Kelly Show. Quote, males look to be served, men look to be of service, close quote. That's just some of what Emmy Award-nominated actor Dondre Whitfield has to say about the state of manhood and its definition in 2021. Whitfield says men are healthy and productive servant leaders who bring positive change to their communities. Males are self-serving and stuck in negative cycles that we hear and read about daily. He says that and plenty more in his new book, Male Versus Man, How to Honor Women, Teach Children, and Elevate Men to Change the World. And he joins me now via Zoom. Dondre Whitfield, it's good to talk to you again, my brother. How are you doing this evening?
My brother, I'm extremely well. It couldn't be a better time in my life as a servant leader. And I'm just so thankful for God's delay to allow me to get ready for this moment. And now that we are here, as I said, I am absolutely ready.
We live in a country, as you well know, in which we're fighting over the pronouns and designations of male, who can participate in sports, and with respect to that, the designation and also the roles that genders have in society. In a broad view, what need is there along those lines to even define man versus manhood in a societal sense, as you see it?
It's one of the reasons why I addressed it in my book specifically about sexuality. In the environment that I grew up in Brooklyn, we were often taught that everything about manhood was about sexuality and masculinity.
True.
Mm-hmm. So if you slept with multiple women, if you had the battle scars to prove it, you were considered a man. Look how many women I slept with. Look how many war stories I got to give you. That defines, you know, where I am in my manhood. Look how much I bench press. That defines my manhood. You know, look how many tattoos I have. That defines my manhood. And so, again, those specific things touch on two specific areas, which, again, is sexuality and masculinity, which have absolutely nothing to do with manhood.
Right.
Right. So let me give you an example. I'll drive it home further. I have been partnered with the same woman for 23 years. My wife, Sally Richardson Whitfield, who you've had on your show. We've been married for 18 of those years. Now, there are some very specific things that we do in the confines of our bedroom, but I am not about to share any of those with anyone in terms of defining what my manhood is. Why? Because they have absolutely nothing to do with that. You opened with the quote, males look to be served while men look to be of service. So really, manhood is about your dedication to being a servant and how well you are of service. That in and of itself is what manhood is about, top to bottom, full stop.
From where I sit, this shouldn't be controversial. It really shouldn't be. But for many, it is controversial. Why is it, do you think, that we, as in Americans writ large, are so hung up on who is a man or what defines a man, or how is it one man is better than some other man?
Well, here's what's interesting. It's such a great question, brother, because what has happened is that many of our brothers have not been taught how to be men.
Come on.
See,
now,
our society has duped us into thinking that males turn into men because of a magical age.
Right.
Yes. So when you all of a sudden, so watch this. So at the age of 17, and on a Thursday, I woke up as a 17-year-old. On a Friday, I woke up as an 18-year-old, which now magically turns me into a man. So from Thursday to Friday, I went from male to man simply because I slept long enough to get to 18.
I think we were the same Friday because we were both born in 69, so that might have been around the same week.
Right? So that's what our society has taught us. They've given us, sold us a false bill of goods that says that based on a specific age, 18, 21, car companies, think the magic age is 25, right? We're not going to rent you a car until you're 25. That's when we think you're a man. That's when we think that you're able to handle the responsibilities of life. And so now we're going to rent you a car because we think you're a man now, now that you're 25. Well, guess what? Ask any sister that you know of who has been suffering at the hands of males whether she thinks that manhood starts at a magical age.
Right.
They know males that are in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. I know some brothers who are in their 60s who are still walking out maleness because they haven't been given the information and instruction to matriculate into manhood. And here's the most important caveat of all of that. We rarely get the accountability that's necessary in order to make sure that we are walking on that path, even when we receive the information and instruction. So I liken it to this. If I gave a brother who had great physical prowess, if I gave him an NBA authentic uniform and I gave him all of the other accoutrements of it, right? I give him a shooting sleeve. I give him the socks. I give him the newest Tobys. And then I put him in an NBA game simply because he's wearing the uniform of an NBA player. Mm. Does that mean that he will perform like an NBA player? Absolutely not, because he hasn't received the information, instruction, and then been given the necessary accountability that would allow him to perform like an NBA player now that he has the uniform of one. So what am I saying? Many of our brothers have the packaging, the uniform, the packaging of a man, but don't have the performance of one because they haven't received the information and instruction that will allow them to do so.
The packaging versus the preparation for someone to go from just being male to becoming a man. And I also indicated that we're the same age. You were born in May of 69. I was born in November of 69. So we're basically coming of age at the same time doing the same things. I remember my father teaching me certain things to prepare me to be a man, as far as there's the etiquette of being a man and there is the practice of being a man. Let me know if any of this rings true to you. I was taught, when a woman comes into the room, you stand up. I was taught that you go out of your way to protect a woman at all costs. I was taught that when you leave the house, you wear a belt because a man is unkempt unless he has a belt. Where does that figure into the preparation for a man, a boy, I should say, to become a man? The little things.
The little things, as we know in life, the little things are the big things, right? So if you look at what your father was teaching you in terms of being able to protect a woman, right? Being able to show a woman respect when she walks into the room. In the book, I talk about how men are supposed to be the walking tree of their house in their community. Let's examine what a tree does. A tree, before we had houses, a tree was the original covering. Tree was the original shelter. So a tree provides cover for those that are around it as a protection, as a way to shield those that are around it from the harmful elements of the world. That's what a man is supposed to do first, just like a tree. What else does a tree do? A tree provides oxygen, even when it is given carbon dioxide, which is poison, right? So even when your environment gives you something that is toxic, you give it back something that allows it to breathe better, that allows it to live better. That's what trees do. What else does a tree do? A tree provides food in the form of fruit. Now, a man doesn't just provide physical fruit, but the kind of fruit that those around it can flourish in their mental, emotional, and spiritual realm. So we have to be all of the things that a tree is. Everything that we see that nature provides, a man is supposed to provide that for his home and for his community. Well, how do you even know to do that if no one ever tells you that that's your job, and then no one ever gives you information and instruction about how to do that?
If you're just tuning in, my guest via Zoom right now is Dondre Whitfield, Emmy Award nominated actor. His new book is Male Versus Man, How to Honor Women, Teach Children, and Elevate Men to Change the World. More with Dondre Whitfield in just a moment. This is the Mo Kelly Show. KFI AM 640. We are live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Now let's go to the newsroom for an update.
I'm Claudette Stefanian, live from the KFI 24-hour newsroom. L.A. County health officials say they found two more cases of the COVID-19 variant discovered in the U.K. They're now...
KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. This is the Mo Kelly Show. We're talking about male versus man. How to honor women, teach children, and elevate men to change the world. Its author is Emmy Award nominated actor Dondre Whitfield. Dondre, let me bring you back into the conversation because your particular story, and I'm not mentioning this to be gratuitous, but you come from a world of Hollywood in the sense of we're the same age. I'm growing up watching you as a child actor, a young actor on The Cosby Show, for example, with a recurring role. And we know a lot of males come out of Hollywood and completely lose their way and don't understand how to become men. They are just lost in any number of ways.
I want to ask you a question. Might be personal, but I would appreciate an honest answer. What grade did you get on this last history test?
A D plus.
So if you don't mind, I would like the two of you to take a little break from studying together for a while.
Oh, Dad, please. I promise I'll do better. Don't.
No.
I'd just like to say one thing. Vanessa and I have a test coming up next week. But if you could just give us one more chance, I know we can do much, much better, please.
No.
That's okay. My mom saw my grade and grounded me for the next 3 days.
Okay. So, after you come off of your groundation, then it's up to the two of you to see if you can prove to us that you can study together. Is that all right?
I know we can. Vanessa and I are like a pencil and eraser. Together. That's right.
Well, what are we, the pen and the ink?
How is it that you were taught? How is it you got those lessons? How is it you figured it out, but many others don't?
Well, the answer is pretty short and sweet. Hollywood did not raise me. So I had to, number one, my mother... And I say something that many people consider to be controversial in the book. I say that a woman can't teach you how to be something that she is not. My mother taught me how to be a great citizen. She taught me how to be responsible. She taught me how to be thoughtful. She taught me how to be compassionate. She taught me all of these things that I built my manhood on. My father, I was at a deficit because my father was in and out of jail my entire life. My father was a street hustler. And so at the age of 6, my father kidnapped me. At the age of 12, my father taught me how to effectively become a cheater. So all of these things played a gigantic part in who I ultimately became. Now, many people will say, well, the things that your father did to you seem like things that would put you at a great deficit, which is absolutely what it did. But what it also did was it inspired me to figure out why life was so painful to me. So all the things that my mother gave me and that she taught me that were the foundation of the things that I would then lay my manhood on, I had to gather those things by being around men who would teach me how to be more manlike. I had to pursue avenues of information that I would build my manhood on. And the thing that really got me over the edge in terms of where I was in my manhood, I had been estranged from my father for 20 years. At the age of 26 years old, just to give people context, I was on All My Children at the time. I was 26 years old. I found my father, my biological father, and told him essentially that if I ever saw him again, that one of us was going to lose his life and it wasn't going to be me. So for 20 years, we had been estranged from each other. It wasn't until my daughter came and sat down next to me and asked me a simple question. No segue. Simple question. Dad, do you know where your father is? And I knew that God had sent me a messenger that I needed to pay attention to. I needed to heed that word and say, okay, it's time. I need to heal and repair this relationship. not for the sake of my father, but for the sake of self. Because as you know, when you're harboring all that pain and all that anger towards someone, the person that it really destroys is you. So after 20 years of repairing that broken space between the two of us, I said to myself, how can I bridge this chasm? And it was very simple. Instead of looking at my father like the 70-year-old version of himself that abandoned me, that abused me, I looked at him like the 7-year-old version of himself that never got what he needed in order for him to matriculate into his manhood. So I saw my father then as my brother that was at the same deficit. And I realized, wow, when I reconciled with my father, who had become a devout Muslim, who had discipline, who had become a man finally, that he had done so based on the information and instruction that he received. So that was my light bulb moment. Wow, my father would have become a great man sooner had he had great information and instruction. And that was the story of my life too. And it became my mission to make sure that I did everything that I could do in order to eradicate the problem of males not becoming men based on the fact that they were not receiving the proper information and instruction.
My guest right now via Zoom is Dondre Whitfield, Emmy Award nominated actor. His new book is Male Versus Man, How to Honor Women, Teach Children, and Elevate Men to Change the World. More with Dondre Whitfield in just one moment. This is the Mo Kelly Show, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Now to the newsroom for an update.
I'm Claudette Stefanian, live from the KFI 24-hour newsroom. USC has announced plans for a full return to campus life this fall, including in-person classes.
Tell me the truth. Tell me, were you ever there when she needed you, man to man? Look me in the eye. Tell me, if you really loved her, why'd you make her cry? Man to man, well, who cheated who?
KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. This is The Mo Kelly Show, having a powerful conversation with Emmy Award-nominated actor and now author Dondre Whitfield. His new book is Male Versus Man, How to Honor Women, Teach Children, and Elevate Men to Change the World. And Dondre, I was listening to you tell your story about your father and your relationship to your biological father and how that evolved over the years. And I think about something I say to young people all the time. You're either a prime example or a cautionary tale. And sometimes it's hard to discern who that person is as you look upon someone else, whether they are a prime example or a cautionary tale. You are a father now. You have to be that prime example. But you're going to be probably a different example to daughters than you would be sons. How do you talk to young girls as opposed to young boys about recognizing manhood?
Oh, brother, such a great question. This is one of the reasons why the book in the subtitle is How to Honor Women. So the reason why this is how to honor women is in order to really honor women is really to teach them the difference between a male and a man. Because many of our sisters become inappropriately partnered with males because they don't know the difference. Because we both wear the same uniform. I talked about this in our first segment, how many of our brothers are wearing the uniform of a man, the packaging, right? So what's the packaging? What's the uniform? Facial hair.
Muscles.
Great pecs.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. You know, got a job, maybe some benefits.
A suit.
Right? Right? Suit, all of that. He might be wearing some cologne. Girl, he smell good. Girl, he look good. Girl, he got a nice fade. Girl, he got nice pecs. Right? All of that is the uniform. We both wear the same uniform. We both have the same packaging, but we don't have the same performance. Mm-hmm. And the reason why, as a man, my performance is different than my male counterpart is because of my information and instruction and my dedication to being of service. Gigantic difference between the two of us. Now, let's examine male and man. If you look up the word gender in the dictionary, it talks about the division of female and male, not woman, or man. So gender is not man. My gender is male. So male is my gender, but man is my job.
Say that again, because they didn't get that. I know they didn't get that the first time, Dondre Whitfield. Go again.
Male is my gender, right? Gender. How did I get this gender? There are only two things that I needed to do in order to earn the title of being male. Having a specific body part, my penis, and just be breathing. I just had to be alive. Those are the only two things I needed to do in order to earn the title of being male. Male is my gender. Man is my job. My job is to be a servant to the women and children in my life and to be a loving but firm accountability partner to the brothers that are in my life.
But that's not a popular notion. That's not a popular notion.
No, it's not a popular notion, because very few of us are taught that. And then if we are taught that, very few of us are held accountable to that.
There are two things. There are things which we are explicitly taught in the home. Like, there's certain things that I learned specifically from my father, but there are also things that I learned in the world from my friends, my buddies. And like you, we were socialized to believe that if I sleep with as many women as possible, that is an extension, no pun intended, of my manhood. How do you go about balancing those other influences that have nothing to do with what is being taught in the home?
Well, see, this is what I was talking about earlier when I said that we have been duped into thinking that manhood is about our sexuality and our masculinity. So this is why the messaging is so important, because what we have to do, look, Michelle Obama wrote a book called Becoming. Someone needs to write the book Unbecoming, because in order for you to become something, you have to first unbecome what you are. This messaging of male versus man is so important because so many of us have got it mistaken about what manhood is. So we have to unbecome what we are. We have to unbecome the messaging that we've been given in thinking that manhood is sexuality and masculinity. We have to now become manhood that is of the ilk of being a servant. And being a servant leader. Look, I am the leader of my house. And I say that with great
humility.
Confidence. Okay.
I saw it as humility. I actually saw it as humility, but go ahead.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Both. There are both of those things. If my wife was sitting right next to me, I would make the exact same statement the exact same way. Why? Because in being a leader, there are many things that come with being a leader. You have to take responsibility.
Yep.
You have to cover those that are around you. You have to put those that are in your charge before you even put yourself. So being a leader, to your point, comes with great humility. But watch this. I didn't become the leader of my house because I tell people what to do. I became the leader of my house because I show people what to do. I am the model that everyone in my house mirrors.
Prime example.
Not just my children, but my wife also. And my wife is a phenomenal leader. But even leaders need leadership. So as the man, and I say this all the time, whenever something happens, whenever people are uncertain, unsure, things look a little rocky, and they ask me to step in any capacity, I always respond with, I am the man that God sent.
You almost sound like you're doing a little bit of Isaiah in there. Here am I.
Here am I.
Send me.
Yes, indeed.
Dondre Whitfield, I need you to stick around for one more segment so people can get more of this good stuff. The name of the book is Male Versus Man, How to Honor Women, Teach Children, and Elevate Men to Change the World. More with Dondre Whitfield. Just a moment. This is the Mo Kelly Show. KFI AM 640. Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Now to the newsroom for an update.
I'm Claudette Stefani, and live from the KFI 24-hour newsroom, gas prices have gone up for the 31st time in 32 days. The average price of a gallon
of man's words. This is a man's word. But it wouldn't be nothing. Nothing without a woman or a girl.
KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. This is the Mo Kelly Show. Hope you've been enjoying and actually learning something from this conversation I've been having with actor and author Dontre Whitfield. His new book is Male vs. Man, How to Honor Women, Teach Children, and Elevate Men to Change the World. And Dontre, I don't know if I told you this, but I did see you when you were on The View earlier in the week, and I thought it was a great appearance, but I wondered if, given the dynamics of the situation, The View, if they got it in the way that you hoped they would get it.
Yeah, absolutely. Here's why, you know, I've done a little bit of every, you know, of many things in my life, not everything, many things in my life, including stand-up. And one of the things that I learned in doing stand-up is that when the room is silent, that means that the room is with you. If there's booing and hissing and conversation and all of that and pushback, you've lost them. Mm-hmm. So silence doesn't mean that they aren't with you. It actually means the opposite. So all five of those sisters got my book before my appearance. They read the book, right? If they didn't get it, or if they didn't agree with it, you know, they have absolutely no problem with giving pushback.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, that's the place that many authors go to die. Our brother Van Jones died a horrible death recently on that show. A horrible death.
He's still smarting from that.
He's still dying from that death. Okay? So that place does not pull any punches.
No.
And you literally can have on one topic, you can have five different perspectives because they all have a uniquely different perspective and disposition. So to have all five of them be in lockstep, from Democrat, liberal, to Republican, staunch, and to be in lockstep with what was being said. And you know, watch this. We're talking about a man speaking about the fact that there's a difference between being male and being man.
And
that could have easily turned into mansplaining.
Yes, that's what I was wondering. It's like, how did you navigate that minefield without getting yourself blown up?
As I said in the last segment, my brother, I am the man that God sent.
Here am I, send me. Well, before I let you go, it only makes sense that I'm quite sure you have increased someone's curiosity about this and wants to hear more about what you have to say about this formulation of Male versus Man, How to Honor Women, Teach Children, and Elevate Men to Change the World. And I think that's something that's really prescient in that, because it's all of those things and they need to be handled separately, distinctly, and collectively. I'm not trying to be fancy with my words, but all of them have a place in the discussion. And I think it hits people at a different place in a different way. How can people find you, Dontre Whitfield?
They can find me on Instagram at @AllDontre on Instagram. Twitter is at Dontre Whitfield. Facebook is at Dontre Whitfield. You can find me on Clubhouse as well. I'm working on book number two, which is the relationship book. As I said earlier, you know, my wife and I, we've been together for 23 years as partners, 18 of those as husband and wife. And I'm also working on an e-course for Male versus Man that will be out shortly. So, yeah, find me on all those spaces and look for the talk show soon. It is coming.
I see it. I see it. And we're going to speak into existence. I do want to end on this. And people do know you from various places. I don't know. It could be All My Children. It could be Queen Sugar. It could be, obviously, The Cosby Show, where I think most people were first introduced to you. How does acting figure into your future going forward?
Well, it's really interesting because now I'm at that point in my life, you know, everything is coming full circle. So my first appearance on television, my first job, in fact, was on The Cosby Show. And now I am at my Cliff Huxtable moment in life. And so what I really want to do is do my version of what The Cosby Show is in today's world. We need a father on television that we respect. There are so many television shows. Oh, yeah, I'm going there.
Dr. Whitfield, you are going there explicitly.
Yeah, no, I'm going there. Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. I don't run away from anything, brother. I don't run away from the fact that we've got gang violence. in our communities.
Speak on it.
And that we have to begin to hold our brothers accountable.
Speak on it.
High from the fact that we had, you know, this Black Lives Matter movement, and people were so pissed off about police violence at the hands of police, death at the hands of police, that the brothers that were in our communities who had the guns, do we call you gangster or do we call you coward?
Look, we can because do it, we can do an hour and a half on that alone.
Oh, bro, listen, man.
But I hear you. I hear you.
Yes, indeed, because it's real. And so to your point, yes, I'm going there about the fathers that we see on television that are really like the children, right? The fathers that are on television right now, the children and the wife are still raising that father.
Yeah.
What happened to the father that's actually raising children? What happened to the father that can be comedic but isn't the butt of the joke because he's a bumbling fool? What happened to that father?
Well, he's getting ready to come back, and he's going to be Dondre Whitfield, and he's going to get the talk show, and he's going to get the television show, be it a sitcom or even a dramatic series. And then he's going to have like this guy named Mo Kelly as a guest star coming on playing a radio host. From your lips to God's ears, Dondre Whitfield, I have so enjoyed this conversation. We're out of time on this occasion. But after this pandemic, you're just going to have to come and sit in studio with me and hash out these very, very difficult and complicated and complex topics. And I recommend anyone listening to follow Dondre Whitfield on Instagram. Be ready, because he's going to go there. He's going to go there.
Yes, sir.
So don't get your ass on your shoulders, as they say. So just be ready.
Yes, sir.
Brother, anytime, you are welcome on this show, and I look forward to talking to you again.
My brother, I appreciate it. Likewise. Let's do it.
This is the Mo Kelly Show, KFI AM 640. We are live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Stimulating talk for independent thought.
KFI.
And KOST HD2.
Los Angeles.
Orange County.
Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.